Is staying in your comfort zone holding you back? We've heard a lot about getting out of our comfort zone. But have you ever thought about why you should? After all, our comfort zone makes us feel safe and in control. It's where we can predict what will happen and how we will feel. There won't be any surprises that we can't deal with. So why would you feel compelled or even want to get out of your comfort zone? You need to do it because getting out of your comfort zone is the key to your personal growth and happiness. Stepping out of that zone helps you build up your self-confidence and the way you view yourself. Is being there holding you back for living a fulfilled life and growing in our career? The answer is yes. The comfort zone keeps you from realizing and achieving your desires. You avoid challenges and you don't have to rise to any new levels. Here are three ways staying in your comfort zone is holding you back. 1. It's keeping you from personal growth. When you're afraid of something, staying in your comfort zone keeps you from facing that fear. Then you suffer from it forever or until you do face it. You sidestep situations that would force you to face the fear as a way of overcoming it. For example, say you have a fear of public speaking. It could keep you from taking a job that requires you to speak in front of others. You hesitate even though it's a step up on your career ladder. 2. Your comfort zone is keeping you from being happy. You might be prone to struggle with self-confidence and self-esteem issues. These problems can grow unless you begin to address them. Stepping outside your comfort zone helps you build self-confidence. You see yourself in a better light. When you're confident and have good self-esteem, you're happier. For example, if you're not confident in your abilities, you may fear trying something new. This drags down your confidence. You feel less competent and it's making you unhappy. 3. Staying in your comfort zone can make you feel trapped and unhealthy. Often our comfort zone keeps us doing bad habits out of fear. You might want to be more active, run a marathon, feel fewer aches and pains and go on adventures. But to do any of these things means doing something that is outside your comfort zone. For example, you want to run a short marathon. It's always been a dream of yours, but you procrastinate and make excuses why you can't. You're too out of shape. You don't have time. You're too old. But the real reason is because you're afraid to get out of your comfort zone and begin working with a trainer. As a result, you continue to eat unhealthy and you gain weight. You lose muscle tone and put your dream on the back burner. At some point, your health takes a hit. Staying in your comfort zone holds you back from living a life you love, from being happy, and from growing. You end up letting your fears rule. And that's a recipe for mediocrity.